Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and I've got Rob with me again today. Rob, are you there?
I'm still here. Can you believe it?
What? I know. I can't believe you put up with me for so many shows. This has been awesome.
Oh, it's the best part of my week. I wouldn't trade it for the world, so.
Oh, thank you. I have been focusing today. I told you a little bit about this while we were getting ready to go on. I've been focusing on the term go within, and it was one of the most frustrating terms when I first started this walk. And first of all, let me just say, welcome everybody to Whiplash Talk. I'm just getting right to the point. Welcome to Whiplash Talk on bbsradio.com. I am so excited that you're here to join Rob and I for another show. We are just going to wing it and run with it. I'm kind of throwing Rob a little bit of a curveball, but he's good with curveballs. So I'm going to pitch this one to you. So,
I played baseball for a lot of years. I'm just used to curveballs, and I used to pitch too, so.
oh, sweet. So you totally get this. So, okay. So I'm going to throw it out. Well, actually, I'm going to fling it out there and you can pitch it since you're the pitcher. So the term go within frustrated the shit out of me. I'm just going to tell you, because coming out of the Christian church, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm sorry, that's my one F word for the day. I'm just using it right up front. And I'm like, when I was with Bill, when Bill was still alive, I looked at him and I'm like, what the frick does that mean? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, well, great. There's my big brave protector, my big spiritual guru. And he doesn't know either. This is great. So I guess I have to go within and find out if I could only figure out how to do it. So I got to thinking, I can't be the only one that was a little frustrated with that. And so I got to working on it and thinking, we've got new listeners, and it's always good to remember that you're not just talking to family that's been with you for, I can't even remember how many years I've been on you now, but for however long I've been on, but I've got new people and new people that are coming to us and looking to us for answers. And we use terminology and lingo like I did in the airline industry. They're like, don't say Meg Fack Effel because they don't know what that means. Use your words. So I want to use our words this morning when we start out the show about go within. And I want to kind of put this out there. And then I want you to tell me a little bit about your experience and embellish on this. So go within to me means turning your awareness inward, away from the external distractions that are around us constantly, to explore your inner consciousness, those sensations that help you go, like to find a deeper understanding of peace and purpose or connection to your true self. And essentially finding the answers and fulfillment internally rather than externally. And it's about basically focusing on your inner state to achieve happiness and self-realization and spiritual insight rather than seeking them from the outside world. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to pitch it to you. Tell me about Go Within to Rob.
It's not something we're taught, right? Like, especially if you grew up in the church like I did, and I think I told a little bit of that whole thing about leaving and why I left, and when I was really young, looking up at that big statue of Jesus on the wall, and like that was probably the first time I got a glimpse of going within, because there was no voices, nobody told me this. I was just standing there alone, grade eight, the only one in this massive church, very dim lit candles, and then this massive like 40-foot statue of Jesus on the cross on the wall, and it was like, no, like something's not right about this. Like this isn't like, how would I feel if that was my image? Would I want people to look like come every week and look at me, my image up on a
No.
cross every week? And like it just was
No.
wrong. And that was probably the first glimpse I had of going within. I knew, like, nobody told me that. Everybody around me told me the opposite. You got to go to church, you got to go this. So it was like that was the first example of going within, that there was something inside of me that was in conflict with what everything in the outside world was telling me, or the
Gosh,
majority of, yeah. But
and
but
you
that's
said
a
for
glimpse.
age 8 or grade 8?
Grade eight. So what are you, 12
S
maybe? 12,
Yeah,
13?
so that's a young age to be smacked with that in the face, because you're still so, I'm going to use the word groomed, to respect your elders and the adults know the right way and you conform. So wow, that must have been a real mind Flip.
Yeah, well, you want to know, here's another thing too, because it's like the things only kids say. And I remember telling my stepdad, and he's like, he started laughing. He's like, that's actually pretty profound. But when I was young, everybody said, don't talk to strangers. And I said, well, as a kid, like I asked the question to my parents. I was like, well, you guys always tell us not to talk to strangers, but then every night you want us to pray to God and Jesus, which are two people we've never met. So technically they're strangers. So that was like going within. Like I knew that why would we pray to strangers outside of ourselves?
That's
But it
really
is
good.
difficult because, like I said, like a couple years ago, I was like, I'm withinning. I can't fucking within anymore, and I'm not getting the answers. Because that's the thing. Usually the answers don't come the way we expect it. It's not the voice in your head. It's not the aha moments. It's the synchronicity when you're out on your walk. You ask your spirit to speak to you in ways that you're going to understand, because we might not all be able to quiet the mind enough. So maybe it comes in a newspaper article or in a song, or whatever it is, or you overhear a conversation. And I've like I all we've talked about synchronicities a couple times, I think. But they're just ever present for I get that's how I get my answers, either through custom license plates, or I'll see like a sign or a truck drive by and I'll just laugh. Like and so that's, I think, until we gain enough spiritual horsepower where you can actually understand what your spirit's saying, it's like we still have to kind of look to the outside. But don't it's it often comes when you're not looking, right? If you're looking, that's like the seeker, that's the mind, that then you're looking for answers, and you're almost trying to force something. It's like when it has to show up naturally, right?
And so then let's go back to for the new people, and even for some of us that are still out there, working or going within. So if you try to make it happen, then you're telling me to go within. So what do I do? Go within and just like not go within?
Well, that's the thing, is that everybody we live in a world where we expect instant gratification and immediate results, and it's like even phones have made it worse because the world's at our fingertips, right? And all the knowledge. So when we don't get answers, or we don't get the answers we want, but it's really just trusting yourself enough. But
I
when
agree.
we're raised, we're taught that authority is outside of us. It's the priest, it's the parent, it's the teacher, it's the news, it's the government,
Please.
whatever. Like, and so we're not taught to trust ourselves. For a lot of us, I was thinking about this morning about self-betrayal, because I was talking to somebody about that, and it was like, man, I've betrayed myself so many times and I didn't even know it. I looked at it as like, oh, I'm just easygoing, or I'm fun-loving, or my friends came over and they're like, oh, and I was wanting to do something else, but I didn't, and that's tough to look go back, and we don't want to look back too much, but you have to, in order to transcend the things and the triggers or the bad habits, you have to understand why you engage in them.
Yeah, I agree. I know one thing about my making the move that I made was so that I could get back to the land and the water that really, really, it's hard to explain, but it's almost like it's a physical cord is attached to my physical heart. And it's like I can feel that. It sounds really weird. I can feel that tug to be here. But have I been able to go out and literally lose myself in nature yet? No, I hit the ground running. Like to totally go out and just unplug, go within, And so it's so easy to get caught up in those external distractions that I talked about. Work. Okay, you only have 2 days off. You got to go to recycle. You got to do this. You got to do that. Well, I could let the recycling pile up. I could. But it's stuff like that that going within is a choice for me. It's a necessary choice, but it's a choice. It's like you said, it's not taught, and it doesn't come naturally. And sometimes, if you try to, I'm going to use a church term, birth an Ishmael. You know what that is?
No,
Okay,
sounds
so
dirty.
in the Bible, I won't even give names, but in the Bible, a wife could not conceive. And so she had her handmaiden sleep with her husband.
See, it is.
So
I knew it. It just
it was
sounded,
dirty. It was totally
yeah,
dirty.
I just
Totally
knew
dirty.
something was
Yeah,
sounded
totally
something.
dirty. Yeah. Now this is in the Bible, folks. And so anyway, that child was named Ishmael. And then afterwards, the wife did get pregnant, and So they did have their promised son. It was Abraham and Sarah. So anyway,
Okay.
so you don't want to put your cart before the horse. You don't want to birth an Ishmael. You don't want to get ahead of your provision, is what I would say. And so to go within sometimes means to just go within and just be. Just be. And so I hope that some of the talking, like, just do an inward focus, and it's for your spiritual and personal growth. And for those that are listening, just know that it's not some heavy, deep spiritual act. It really is just turning your awareness inward and just away from the external distractions, and then let your source, let your spirit in you, let you, spirit, speak to you, like Rob said.
Yeah, and you know what? Going within is not easy because depending on what your life is like, a lot of times for myself, I found it had to be isolation because I've had a very busy life at points, lots of friends and things like that. And now it's like I lead a very different life. Like I don't live in a city where I have lots of friends, so I don't have a lot of distractions. I keep to myself, and I've spent the past couple of years doing things like letting things go, letting go of the drinking and the smoking and the overeating, and I've changed so many things, and those aren't things that you can do surrounded by your past or the, and it's really difficult for some people. Like, if your family engages in certain types of behaviors and activities and a diet and everything and rituals or whatever and occasions and things like that, it's difficult to break away from that. And especially because when, depending on what you're taught, like we grew up like family is the most important thing. You got to look out for each other. So you feel that if you go away from that, and I remember when I was a little kid, I was probably 5 or something, and something was happening at home, and like my parents didn't even remember that, but that shaped my, like maybe my fear of leaving or going and doing my own thing or going within or because I, whatever happened, something happened and I got yelled at and I didn't like the rules and they said, well, if you don't like when you grow up, you can make your own rules or whatever, and it's like, well, I said I want to run away, and they said, well, if you run away because you don't like the rules, don't ever come back. And like I told them that recently, like a few years ago, and they're like, oh my God, I don't even remember saying that. And I was like, yeah, well, that like defined,
That
like, and so I
impacted
always felt
me.
like if I left, it's like the prodigal son. Like if you leave, don't ever come home. And it's like, well, then you stay attached to maybe not healthy relationships or not healthy environments because you're scared of like, well, family's all I got. If I leave and I'm not welcome back, what am I gonna do?
Interesting. That's really good. That's really good. I know that I had some friends over last week, I think. And the question was posed to me, well, I bet you really miss your friends. And I'm like, And I said, well, I talk to my close friends. I still talk and communicate with them. But I really am a to myself kind of person. And it's hard for some people to understand, but I really enjoy when I'm working, I'm with the public. When I'm not working, I am seeking peace. And so for those of you out there that are like that, it's okay. You're not weird. You're just working within the matrix to carve out your peace. And so, not saying they weren't saying that I was weird. They were just saying that I bet you miss your friends. And I talked to them every day, just like I used to. And rarely did we get together because my work hours were so horrid. So it's kind of like I'm not even gone, if that makes sense. It's just weird. But moving on, going within is a good thing. It's kind of letting go of the outside influences, like you and I were talking about, and the distractions, and just listen for your inner voice and experience that inner communication, commanding your spirit to interpret what your heart is saying and feeling and knowing, moving forward with that. My thing this week, you said kind of what you were focusing on this week. My thing this week was, I want to know who I am. Not who I was, not what I've done in my past, not what expressions I've been, but just I want to be my best friend.
Yeah,
If
that's a
that makes
good,
it.
yeah, totally. Because I was gonna, when you mentioned, oh, I miss my friends, and it's like, well, that's true. And I felt like that when I moved away from home after 25 years. And then, like, the past couple of years, I realized that I miss myself. Like, I don't even know, like you were saying, like, I'm learning who Who the fuck am I? Oh, did I say that twice today?
No, I think we're good. I think
Like,
we're effed out though.
who the fuck am I without my mom, my brother, my dad, my stepsisters, all my siblings?
Right.
Like, who am I without my
Right.
friends, without my job that I had, without the company that I started, without my lifelong
Yes.
best friends, without everything, you know? Like,
Yeah.
and you have to almost let it go. And I'm not recommending that everybody turn
No.
their life upside down and go live
Whew.
on an island, but
Whew.
maybe that's what you have to
No.
do.
No, don't do it. Don't do it unless you're led, because it was rough. So,
But that's the thing,
but
is that it can be such a distraction, and that's why most
mm-hmm.
people don't want to go within, because they're scared of what's going to come up. And I think that's important to reference, because we don't know. We believe, okay, we've all been, like, the majority of us have been so lied to about who and
Oh
what
my
we are, and
God.
what are,
Yes.
like, how our world operates. And so people don't want to go within because they identify with their thoughts, they identify with their past, with their actions, and you don't know that, like, it
Exactly.
could be entities, it could be the
Yes.
collective consciousness. Like, when I have a thought, like, I've had shitty thoughts about different things. I probably
Yeah.
thought about everything that's ever existed at one point or another, the good and the bad, or even you see
And the
something
ugly.
and you start wondering, like, how could that be? And then you start going down that level of consciousness, and it's like, oh man, but they're not mine. They just exist in the field, or they're
Yeah.
entities, or they're ancestral thoughts. They're not yours. But if you
Right.
believe that you were born from God and God's going to punish you, and then you have bad thoughts, you think you're a sinner, and then it perpetuates it, where you keep thinking about it. It's like things that are taboo. Well, then they're like, it's like things that are illegal. Well, it makes people want them more, because it's like, well, why are they illegal? I forget which country it was, but they legalized all the drugs, and drug use went down because it's not taboo anymore. It's not like
Right.
you just don't care. But if you make something saying, no, you can't do that, well, what did you want to do when you were a kid growing up, when your parents said you can't do that? You wanted to go do whatever it was they told you couldn't do, just to spite them, just to see, just to experience it, to find out for yourself. Because if I told you your whole life that chocolate was disgusting and poisonous, and you went your whole life, and then one day you had chocolate, and you're like, this is the best thing ever. I should have never listened to Rob for 45 years. So, that's why,
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, right? But
It
going
does.
within to let everything go, and not be scared of what comes up. And it's scary, because if you don't know that your ancestors' thoughts, everything that they've experienced is recorded in your DNA, you can't tell if the thoughts are yours or theirs.
Right. That's really interesting, because a lot of people, and I've told people at work, and they just kind of wide eye look at me. They're gracious, but my family still doesn't know I've moved, sold the house, moved. They still don't know. But the reasoning behind that was I had to stay focused and be within to be able to make that move. I could not take on, with the pressures that I was facing, I could not take on the extra, well, what are you going to do to support yourself? Well, what do you mean your house isn't sold? What do you mean you have to make your car payment, your house payment, and now rent on like a fraction of what you were making? Well, all I couldn't take that part on. And so now I'm faced with, okay, well, now I probably should tell my family that I'm not there, just in case they decide to, drop in. I'm in Oklahoma, I'll drop by and see you. Ah, not there. Somebody rings the doorbell and somebody else answers the door, So, people look at that a little strange, but that goes back to, I'm having to take care of me, and I'm having to find and be my best friend. And so right now, the love of my life is the water and the land and the animals and my two little fur people. That's it. That's where I'm focused. And so I just hope that our conversation, like you, I say, if we just help one person, I'm just hoping that maybe going within is not so ethereal now to everybody, that you and I have struggled with it and still do sometimes, because of those external distractions that, and like you said, with those generational, DNA mods that we got, yay. It's not fun.
Well, and that's what people don't understand. So, I think I've mentioned, maybe it was on the first show, about having kind of that seeing the light within, literally, not figuratively, not like something was going off, like, not metaphorically, like, literally, like, light within. So there's something so much more profound and like awesome and reverent. Like we just don't know that we're light. You know, we're literally light.
A
And I don't
fractal.
even know how to explain that to most people. And most people might not ever understand it, and that's fine. But within us is all the answers, and thinking about stuff often creates DNA restrictions that don't allow us to hear our spirit. Because, like you said in your example, if you would have told somebody, well, it's so easy how subtle doubt can creep in, you know? And I'm learning the same thing to not share things with people when I'm going through, because I found the stuff I do share with people, it doesn't turn out. And you know why? Because they start thinking about it, and then they've got mental projections on it. Then they're sending psychic attack energy to like what I'm doing, and either I'm getting it or maybe the people that I'm working with aren't. But it's like I noticed that I did like a split test or a trial and error where it's like I was sharing certain things with people, and it seemed like the stuff that I would share never worked out. And it was like, well, that's what we're told to do. We're supposed to engage people and share people with what we're doing. And it's like, well, man, it seems like all the really awesome things that I had planned out didn't turn out, and they were all things that I shared with people, you know. Because if you're the kind of person, like I read somewhere recently, and it was like the three enemies, and the three enemies are your thoughts, the thoughts of your family, and the thoughts of your friends. Because if you want to go do something, like say today you're like, hey, I want to go be an astronaut, I'd be like, fucking right, go do it, go do it. But if you told most people that, they'd be like, well, that's unreasonable. Well, what do you mean you want to go be an astronaut? You're like, they don't like whatever, like, you know, like, but so then you're going to be like, oh, well, what, like, why did I have that? And so, yeah, the three enemies, your thoughts, the thoughts of your loved ones, and the thoughts of your friends. So, going within to me means seeking your own counsel and trusting your spirit enough
Yeah,
and
that's
growing your own
good.
spiritual integrity that you don't need to ever ask anybody else for, hey, what should I do? Or what would you do? Or anything like that. It's just, you know, wholeheartedly that this is what I'm going to do.
I totally agree. The friends that I have here we met because of all of our connection. Great people, and have really helped me a lot. It's just been nice. And but I'm really careful about who I share things with. Other than on the show, I'm an open book, so all that psychic attack stuff. But meh, whatever. It's been nice. But I'm with you. There are certain things that I don't share with people because I need to hold that one a little close to the chest because I'm operating in the max of what I can handle, and I don't need to be fighting off all those other cordings and stuff and all those psychic attacks. So yeah, I'm with you. Totally with
Yeah,
you.
and you know what? Then you like, and it's just natural with family and friends. Like if you tell somebody something, then it's on that timeline. And like you said, then there's psychic attack energy cords, then they're on that timeline. And then it's like, I don't need you thinking about my life. Like people, but we were all raised like pray for others, think about others, and so like nobody told us how powerful our thoughts were and about energetic cords and stuff.
Agreed. So good. Hey, I think we did good.
Yeah, we're okay.
We're not doing we're good.
I'm getting there.
Okay, we're getting there. Okay, so I want to throw this out there, and then we'll talk about it at the end of the show too. But our friend Beth that called in last week, she brought us some really great tools, and I thought how fun it would be, how beneficial it would be for our listening audience for us to go deeper into the subject of love it out of your life that we've talked about on the other shows. And so I want everybody to get a pen and paper to write this down because we're gonna have a show coming up, and Beth is gonna come on and work with Rob and I. We're gonna work her process for the loving it out of your life. I'm probably calling it the wrong thing. I don't know exactly what she called
No,
it.
that's what it is. Love it out of your life.
Love it out of your life with Rob and I, and kind of do a hands-on to where people will actually, if they're a kinesthetic learner, maybe they'll actually get that little tangible feel. Oh, that's how you do it, kind of thing. So January 3rd is the date that Beth will be joining us. That's 11 o'clock Pacific time, 12 Mountain, 1 Central, 2 Eastern, live on bbsradio.com/whiplashtalk. So we'll be on station one.
I
So I
love
want
doing
to,
it live. I love doing
I
circles.
love doing it live.
I know
Yeah.
it's weird. Like it's I can't do. Well, I mean, I can do. I pre-record my other shows because I haven't done them live. But it's
Right.
like I just love being in. You know, it's now. It's creation in the moment, right?
It is now. And I think that I've said this before, and tell me if you sense this. And if you don't, that's fine. I feel the pull from the listening audience, the energetic pull when I do live. I feel it. Go ahead.
And yeah, maybe that's what it is too. It's like you can feel it and sense it, but I just like being, I feel
In the
so much of
moment.
our world is so fake.
Yeah.
Everything's scripted, everything's a natal barcode, and maybe we'll have to get into that in a few shows.
Oh, that'd be
But
good. Yeah.
everybody's yelling, telling, or selling something, and nobody's speaking from the heart. And even so much of radio, even though it's live, a lot of it, you
Yep.
just like people. It's just people repeating things that they've heard, and it's like, how much of the same crap do we have to hear? Like I walked through the grocery store yesterday, and I try to keep my eyes like where I need to go so I don't get
Right.
distracted. But I
Right.
saw the magazine rack,
Right.
and I'm telling you right now, I could go 30 years ago to when I was a kid, and that magazine rack was the same. I keep going
Wow.
wanting to swear, same effing thing. That it was
Wow.
the holiday recipes,
Yep.
the thing about Jesus, the thing about JFK, the thing about UFOs. Those magazines have not changed. How to please your partner in bed, how to lose 30 pounds before New Year's, it's like literally, it's a snapshot, different pictures, same titles. We've been being
Yes.
programmed and programmed and programmed over and over and over, mind looping,
Yeah.
listening to the same stupid Christmas songs,
Yep.
getting in the
Yep.
same patterns, repeating the same things our whole lives, you know?
I'm working retail right now.
Oh no, do you wear earplugs?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't because I have to listen to people. But yeah. So sometimes I just hum, but I hum like in my language, in my light
And
language.
songs that aren't on the radio, so you're like, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of humming along and that kind of thing. Hey, do you want to take some callers? I hadn't even thought about
Yeah.
that. You
Yeah.
do? Let's do
Yeah,
it.
I love it.
Yes, we'll
Come
take some
on
callers.
in.
Come on
Who's the
in.
next contestant on The Price is Right?
Oh, okay, we better get the number for those that don't know the number. So if BBS will type that in for me, I'll put that up and we'll read that off for them. But yeah, we'll take some callers. That'd be fun.
I'm so honored that people want to call in. That's
I
cool.
know, to talk to us crazy people.
Yeah, who'd have
Who'd
thought?
have thunk it?
Usually I'm just talking to myself in the park.
Right. There's a big tree that's really close to my house that I'm going to go out and like I'm going to commune with today. I'm going to
Oh,
go deep.
nice. I
Yeah.
love trees. I go I do a mind heart drop, and I want to be centered, and then I go put my hands on them, and
Yeah.
just that's yeah, they're
Yeah.
magical.
There's an eagle tree literally in the lot next to me that I can see out my bathroom window. They're not back yet, but they're coming back soon to start rebuilding their nests. And so I'm so excited. I'm gonna get my camera ready so I can like start seeing them building their nest and then like take the pictures of when the babies hatch. And oh, I'm just so excited. And then last night, the owls, they were calling again last night.
Oh,
It was
nice.
so beautiful, the great horned owl. So it was really
Did
beautiful.
you know this about owls? I'll just throw out a little bit of owl information.
I'll take it.
All right. So owls actually fly silent, and so they have these like really small feathers on the front edge of their wing, on the leading edge of their wing, that are almost like our eyelashes, but they're feathers, and that allows them to fly silently. So I don't know if you've ever heard a bird take off, like the
I
bigger the
have.
bird.
Yep. Yep.
Not with owls. They fly silently because they
Wow.
require it for hunting, so that they can be silent in the air, so that they don't, alert prey. But
Scare off
yeah,
their
I
little
learned that, and it
nieces.
was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be able to get out in nature and start taking some pictures and just that's just what I'm in love with right now. I am totally in love with me and learning more about me and being back on this land that I believe to be legacy land and water.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm super excited about it. BBS, what's that telephone number so we can type it out so we can get it out to people? So anyway, so we were talking about Thank you. So the number to call in is 888-627-6008. Feel free to call in if you want to talk to Rob or Sunshine. We'd be happy to talk to you. Anything about the subject we're talking about, of course, and
Or
the direct
owls. Or
or
owls.
owls. I'll make it easy for them. There's a direct number, 323-744-4831. And yeah, we'll talk about hugging trees or owls or grounding with trees. Grounding with trees, man.
Yeah. You
I
know what's
mean,
interesting about, because I don't know if you're like, are you a big photographer?
I am, in my heart, I am.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
that's
not
all that
like
matters.
you, no.
Well, I just do it as, you know, I'm not like James Cameron or
Yeah,
anything, but
no. No, yeah.
I actually thought the other day, it's like, you know, I was looking at my camera, and then I was thinking about, for some reason, about like shooting cameras and shooting guns and how manipulated our world is with media. And I used to think, I wanted to do a picture of a camera and a gun beside each other, and I used to think that shooting one of these was more dangerous than the other, and now I'm not sure, because it's like, well, what's
So
more
true.
dangerous, a gun or a camera? Because look at how guns can't manipulate the masses.
That's
With a
so
gun, you
true.
hurt one person. With a camera, you can hurt millions.
Millions. And think about this, way back in the days, when they were not able to take the video cameras to war, and people just, wondered about, what was going on, and so not everything was portrayed. The wars didn't have as much of an impact as they do now, because now you're live. I mean, you're seeing, and a lot of it is like repeated stuff from Kosovo to whatever. It's the same video. You're like, wait a minute, that's the same building that was in Kosovo.
Yeah.
But yet there's still that mainstream media manipulating. Okay, Rob, there's a question for you from Arrow.
Oh, okay. Let's
So
bring her
Rob
on.
mentioned speaking his plans out loud would cause him to not work out. Would like clarification on what Rob meant on that, whether it's better to keep that information to yourself, or is it a matter of find the right person to tell? Oh, it could be both, actually. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come on, Arrow, bring it on.
Hi, or let's try
Hey.
hola.
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 Thank you for
Oh, I
calling.
love you guys.
Thank
Hey, the first
you.
note is you guys have succeeded because your goal is to help one person, and yeah, you are. You're helping me, so succeed.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. This is a good question that you asked, the clarification, because I think Rob, go for it. You can answer it.
Yeah, so what I meant about speaking it out loud, you know, actually speaking it out loud to yourself and commanding your spirit and saying, you
Perfect.
know, doing a mind to heart drop and saying, I command my spirit to create a powerful timeline of, you know, getting this job, or, you know, you
Yeah,
want it to be
yeah.
something that's heart-centered. But I mean, don't speak it out loud to, don't share it with people all the time, because, you know, maybe we're taught that. And it is, even you might think it's the right person, like even myself, like, oh, I can't wait to tell my best friend. But then if they have doubts, then they're on that timeline. They're like,
Yeah.
oh, you know, like, you don't know what they're thinking about it. So they're sending something out into the, you know, collective consciousness or to the field, or even maybe, even if it's your best friend, they might doubt you even more because they have this set vision of you, or your parents, you know. And so it's really, that's what going within means, is to just trust yourself and ask your spirit. And that's not to say that you can't share certain things with people, but if it's something
Right.
you really want to do and you share it with somebody and they rain on your parade, you have to ask yourself, how's that going to affect me? Am I going to not go forward with it? Am I going to take their advice? Because the only person's advice you need is your own.
Actually, yeah, and I want to add on to that too. That's really good, Rob. When you share something with someone, you just have to be conscious enough to know that if what they share, if it doesn't resonate with your spirit for you, then it's water off a duck's back. You're like, thank you very much. Don't take the offense or don't take the hurt or whatever, and just water off a duck's back and go, I thank you, I appreciate you. And just as my mom would say, fluff up your tutu and dance away. Fluff it up and dance away. Woohoo, you're you, be you.
Yeah.
So yeah. Not you, Rob. You don't have to wear a tutu.
Those days are over.
Arrow, did that help?
Yes. Just a second. I want to get it right. Fluff up your tutu and dance away.
Yeah. Be your own
That's
little
good.
ballerina and dance
So,
away, girl. Yeah.
if I understand right, because for for me, it is hard to stand in my shoes when you share it with friends and family and they don't agree with you, right? I've gotten used to them just rolling their eyes at me because I've learned that they love me anyway.
Which is good. That's
And
beautiful.
they roll their eyes at me, you know, and just wait till I get them on the BBS show there, because you know, once I get an archive of the shedding my shell story, because I have to tell everybody I changed my name to Arrow. And that's how I'm going to offer the archive. Here's the story of me changing my name, and we'll see if I get anybody onto the radio station.
Good for
The other thing,
you.
though, I want to ask, so I just want to point out, because at some point, you know, I'm using Shane and Dawn. It turned out I had a conversation with Dawn the other day on the radio, and it turns out that when I share out loud with them, the momentum took off and took flight. But if I would have shared that kind of stuff with just anybody, even my Q trainers, I love y'all. You're all my family, but some of you still might not have taken my information and flew with me. So I speaking out loud is important for me, but this has been a very good, I maybe wouldn't have put any of this into words till today. So you guys are helping me kind of put some of that into words so that I can repeat some of this. This is good stuff. I appreciate you guys.
Thank
And
you. And you know
I
what
did.
I started doing is that it's like if I'm trying to do something, I'm not good at keeping secrets. Like that's one thing. Like I always like want to share something with somebody, and it's like I'll now I say like I'm talking to somebody. Oh, what are you working on? And I'm like, well, I'll let you know when it's here, because I don't want them to like. Sometimes the stuff that I'm working on isn't for everybody. And so they're not, and especially if I'm working on something new and it's not something that is, you know, so I'll let you know and you'll know when it comes through, because you'll be the first to know, you know, but I'm not going to share it because I don't want anybody else's thought energy or feelings or emotions to really affect the outcome of it.
I had the same thing happen to me, and this might help you, Arrow, as well. Whenever I was getting ready to move, people back in Oklahoma were like, well, where are you going to? And I'm like, I'm going to the Pacific Northwest. You know, that's as much as I would give, and that's as much as anybody needs to know. But they wanted to know, like, you know, the pinpoint. And I'm like, nope. Well, that's a very large area. Yes, it is. And why won't you tell me? Because I am not ready for anyone to know where I'm going. So you decide. It's kind of like you set up your own boundaries for your energetic field. You kind of decide who you're going to let in, and then what boundary are you putting up, for lack of better terms, what boundary are you putting up to protect your energy and to protect your source, to protect your sustenance. And so I put up that boundary. They can know that I'm going back to a state I loved. They cannot know where I'm going. I'm not ready for that yet. I had to get here and get settled so that way I could just say I'm here, I'm doing great, as opposed to I don't know how I'm going to pay that. I don't know how I'm going to get across country. I don't know how, you know, that kind of thing. So that it's okay for you to communicate with family and to not give them all the details.
And it's okay not to know,
It's okay to
because
love
that's what they,
yourself. Yeah,
and it's
go
okay
ahead.
not to know because nobody knows. There's a zillion different outcomes. And so people like it's, I don't know. I know what I'm trying to do. I know that I'm going to get there eventually. But if you asked me the steps I was going to take, well, I thought I've done that so many times, and things have changed. Things have, you know, people come and go, they pass away, you know, business fails. Like, so you don't know the steps, but just know that you're going to keep on going, you know?
And sometimes when you're trying to attract family to the light, to the truth, your lifestyle, leading by your lifestyle, is sometimes better than trying to push with your words, if that makes sense. Does that help?
Oh yeah, that's not promotion, attraction.
Yeah, lead
I
with your
don't
life, lead
promote
with your
stuff.
lifestyle.
I just live it, and that's the attraction.
Yeah. Yeah,
Totally.
because they will
You
totally
guys
see
are
that change.
awesome. You guys are awesome, and I'll just put out in the air. I can't wait to get my hug from you guys, your family. I love you.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Love you too.
Appreciate you calling.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Rob, we were going to talk about I totally derailed this. We're 41 minutes into this. I totally derailed the show.
Oh,
Sorry.
that's okay. It's your show, and there's no end point, right? Like, it's not like you have to finish it by, it's
By
you can keep going.
59. Right. Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's not like it's not like a series, and this is the end of the season. You're gonna go as long as possible, like,
Yeah.
until you're not inspired to do the show anymore, right? Like, you don't have to cram it all in by the end of December 31st, 2025.
Right. Okay, I see you, Thomas. You're funny. You're so technical. So
I think we should interview Thomas next week.
I love to interview Thomas, but he would be like, nope.
He just said no. The
Nope.
magic man with the magic hands behind
I
the yes,
know. I
making
know.
everything.
It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, making everything happen. He's like, I'm not going on the air. His daddy went on the air. He went on Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. That was a really good interview. They did a good
Oh,
job.
nice.
He loves to garden.
I'm gonna have to go listen to that.
Yeah, it was good. It was really
Yeah,
good.
I've always said, why doesn't anybody interview Don?
I know. He's got the perfect radio voice.
I know, I know.
When I used to do radio in Alaska, I was married at the time, and my husband and I, he was the director over the station, and I did marketing and sales, and I did a lot of jingles and wrote a lot of stuff and would do a lot of the recordings. And we'd be walking through the grocery store, and we'd hear a voice, and we'd both look at each other with these like bright eyes, and it'd be like, where is that voice? And we'd like go through the aisles trying to find that voice because we're looking for, more on-air personalities because,
Yeah.
it's sometimes that voice. And so Don does have that voice. So
Yeah, it's awesome. Perfect, perfect radio voice.
Thomas is laughing. Yeah, it is the perfect radio voice. Okay, so we've got about five. We've got about 10-ish minutes
Yeah. Well,
left.
you know what? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I
Oh,
wanted
please
to
go.
maybe just
Yes.
cap off what we were talking about with Arrow's question
Yes.
and circle it back to what how we left the show off last week
Thank
about
you.
we had a caller and and I was saying about closing your crown chakra,
Yeah.
but I also wanted to say that so commanding your spirit to close your crown chakra, but also commanding your body and your spirit to close all of your internal chakras and then counting so that you count each one 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the reason for doing that is because that's how we get corded, is through our chakras. So if we have our chakras open, which to say, not to say that having them open if you're, out in the forest by yourself or something like that is a bad thing.
Right.
But when you're, in a big crowd or whatever, but like the majority of the time you want them closed because otherwise that's how people cord to you. That's how things cord to you, is through open chakras. And then it throws you out of whack because you can't differentiate, is it me who's having doubts or is it my family who's having doubts that's cording me,
Okay, so for the new person listening, what the fuck's a chakra, Rob?
Oh, geez.
So you opened a worm. You opened a can of worms.
Well, they're energetic centers in our body,
Yes.
I guess is the
Yep.
easiest way to say. And they're responsive. We're gonna have to do a whole show on chakras then.
That'd be cool. I bet Beth would want in on that one too. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'm not a chakra expert, but I know that I'm learning,
Yeah.
Those
Yeah. No,
are.
that's a really good point. I'm really glad you brought that up. And then what we were talking about, last week with that and what Arrow's talking about. Sometimes, it's kind of a trial and error thing. It's like the reason that I don't share a lot is because I did get, you'd let it out there like you said, and then boom, it'd blow up. And I'm like, oh, well, if you let the enemy know what you're doing, then yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So you
Or
gotta
people
keep
like poke fun at you, like, oh, I thought you were doing this, and it doesn't work as fast as you thought it was. And then they're like, oh, and like it's so funny because it's like the people that we love that say they love us, and I know that they do, but it's like you could just see that they're like look at it like, oh, it didn't work out, and it's like they look at you like, well, what'd you do to screw it up or something? Like it's so like that's the three enemies. I hope if anybody remembers out there today, remember the three enemies, your thoughts, the thoughts of your family and the thoughts of your friends. So be careful who you share your things with because, sometimes it, and people are well intentioned, but it's just the fact that, yeah, sometimes the people closest to us don't necessarily, and they want us to be The mind always wants the familiarity. It'll choose familiar
Yes.
chaos over unfamiliar peace. So like
Yes.
if even if you're changing for the better, it's like they're comfortable with knowing where you are. So they're, well, why would you do that? Well, you think you're better than this? Well, you don't eat meat now? What is it like, especially with parents or something, so.
Right. No, that's really good. And that also goes into something else we could talk about on the air too. We just run out of time, but thoughts and thought, totally get into that and where they really do come from. And yeah.
Yeah,
So
a lot of times thoughts, like mental, our like mind, it's like sabotages us, right?
totally,
Because
totally.
we
He's
create,
the father of wiping us out, so.
yeah.
So yeah, okay. So January 3rd, everybody write it down. January 3rd at 11 o'clock Pacific, 12 Mountain, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. Rob and Beth are going to be joining Whiplash Talk, and we're going to be doing a love it out of your life, like kind of a workshop kind of thing. Rob and I will be, Beth will be leading it, and Rob and I'll be taking it and doing it. It'll be awesome. I think it's gonna be awesome. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I try not to think, but
Okay.
I'm,
In the now, how does that make you feel?
it feels good. And so
Me
if
too.
anybody's listening and they're like, what are you talking about? If we talked about it, was it last week, right?
Last
Did
week before. Yeah,
yeah,
both.
so
Yeah.
check out the previous shows on the archives and
Yep.
but it's cool. We don't want to talk about it too much because we'll save it for that date. But I actually
Exactly.
did it and I think I spoke about that on the last
You
show. And
did.
so
You did on the last
yeah.
show.
And so it's something that is very powerful, and I have real world experience doing. It's not just something,
And success, not just doing it and like, well, I did it, but I mean, you had success with it. Yeah.
And so that's the thing, is to actually do it and implement it in a way that's meaningful, and has like real world application, rather than a lot of these things. Like you can, I went through, I pretty much studied everything in regards to spirituality, and then you find maybe Ron's work or something, and then you're like, oh my God, I got so much stuff to clear out of my life, because all this stuff, it's all like mind energy and I am things. But really, if you
Right.
don't understand how our DNA affects our body, you can say I'm abundant, I'm awesome till the cows come home, but your body doesn't resonate with it, because
No.
the majority of who you are is the thoughts, programs, and everything that was recorded of your ancestors. So if you have lack so deeply embedded in your heritage, you can say I am, you can take all the courses in the world, but your body's never going to resonate with it until you get down to the cellular level and clear it from the hard drive, not just take it off the desktop.
Right. And that, and I'm a strong believer in, and just still learning to use the website. I mean, I'm excited. I can't share anything right now, but I'm excited about things that are coming to help us use the website more easily. But creationlightship.com
Yeah.
and learning to do, and some of those clearings will help you clear those barcodes and those generational, I want to say curses. That's probably not the right. That's probably not the nice way to say it. But those generational things that keep coming up in our past that keep holding us back to where we can't have the things that we want because we keep hitting those speed bumps, if that makes sense. Is that a good way to put that?
And that's what I think. I mentioned it before we even started the show, but this week I really focused on my breathing and like going within. And so this week I said, okay, like things are not going the way I want this week, and why am I getting tense? Why, like, when somebody says something, or why does it upset me? And it's like, okay, take a deep breath, because your triggers are gifts. Every time you get triggered, it's like, okay, what's in me that needs to be released? Why am I getting triggered?
That's
Is
really
this a
good.
situation I can remove myself from that I can change internally? Maybe I just don't want to talk to this person, or I don't want to hear this story that they've told me a thousand
Right.
times.
Yeah, that's really good. That's so good. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to this, and we're given a little lead-in time so we can promote it on Whiplash Talk, and we can promote it through Connect with Kelly. Hopefully, they'll be able to promote it on there, and then a lot of people can tune in and just do the lesson with us. I think it'll be awesome. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Anything else you have for people before we decide to sign off and tell them to have a beautiful, beautiful week?
Yeah, just I think just to recap on what we said is that you don't have to share everything that you're working on, and in fact, it's probably working against you. And I'm working on that this week, so I don't know.
Me
It'd be
too.
cool if people listening, if they try it out and then call in next week or the week after, because it's like I love hearing how things work for other people too, because it's like it gives everybody else listening real world examples and things that you might not think of, being like, oh, I never thought about that, or I didn't see it from
Right.
this perspective, right?
Right. I
Yeah.
agree. And
Yeah.
next week will be the 20th. That's right before certain people celebrate certain things around the world, actually. And so as you're building up to spend time with family, just focus on going within and turning your awareness inward away from external distractions and explore your inner consciousness and those sensations so you can find that deeper understanding and peace and purpose and that connection to your true self. So we really all just want to essentially find the answers and that fulfillment internally rather than externally. So I encourage everyone, go within, go within.
Yeah,
Now you know what it
we
means.
got the 3 minute warning. So,
Nice. 3 minute warning.
yeah, and I think you spoke about awareness, and so I have little post-it notes
Good.
all along my desk and in my office and in my room. And so this one was I have because you mentioned awareness, it popped out at me, and it said this is a spiritual war, so don't lose your awareness. And that's really what it is. And our thoughts can take us there's you know there's when we're thinking, we're not who we are, we're not being. So, like Osho says, thoughts are parasites and they're leakages in our being. And so they take out your energy and exploit it. So, to be aware of that, and when you're thinking, just even coming into that awareness, why am I thinking this? And then just release them and do the mind to heart drop. Do whatever it is, bring yourself back to the moment. I say do something in a sacred manner, or I call myself. That's like an old Zen monk thing. Say your name out loud, like sunshine. Yep, you're not here. I know, I'm coming.
I know,
And so
coming,
I
I'm
call
coming.
myself out loud to be like, if I know I'm thinking, I'll be like, Rob, yep, get over here, be here right now, man.
That's
Like,
good, good. Say that once again, and we're gonna close on
just
that
call
saying.
yourself back to you. You know,
No, no,
when you're off in la la land thinking, say, Rob, yeah, I need you here. And it's almost like
Your
reparenting the inner
sticky
child.
note. Read your sticky
What?
note again.
Oh, this is a spiritual war, so don't lose your awareness.
Okay. So everybody, focus on this is a spiritual war this week. Don't lose your awareness. Go within and come back next week. And Rob and I will be here to pick it up next week.
Woohoo! And we'll talk
Woohoo!
about owls again.
Owls, I'll be there.
All right. We still have 1 minute, so
Okay.
I don't know what we can do for a minute.
We can sign off early and give Mr. T a little bit of extra time to get the next show going.
Oh yeah, he probably wants to have a cigarette.
No,
I
not T.
know.
No,
I
never.
know. He smokes cigars. He's a man of class.
No.
All
We
right, well
love
thank
you.
you
We love you
everybody. Thank you,
guys.
Arrow. I thank you, Arrow, for calling in. Thank you, Mr. T and BBS Radio.
Yes, absolutely. And I do too. I abhor drugs and tobacco as well. I got you. I got you, T. We love you all so much. Thank you for joining Whiplash Talk, and we will catch you next week at 11 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Central. No, Mountain, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. We love you guys.
Thank you. Take
Bye.
care.